Is this wine good? Maybe it's just because I chewed gum.
It's definitely like, it's like pretty
dry. Spanish! And we both don't really love Spanish wine.
No, it's fine. It's still, no, because it's still a Cab Sav. We don't really like Rioja.
We don't like Rioja.
It's Rioja.
I hope we're recording this. Oh, we are. Great.
We fill it.
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red.
Or white.
A Zena blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey, everyone. Fuck you. Fine, you do it.
No, I don't want to go.
Okay, hey, everyone. I'm CJ.
And I'm Jamie. And this is
Drink Wine, Spill Tea.
The podcast where we talk about anything and everything, but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's, fucking spill some tea. Jesus, my dog's biting
me. She keeps biting me, and that's making me itchy.
Oh, don't. She's allergic, bitch. You're supposed to be hypoallergenic. What kind of defected place did I get you from?
I think I'm just very allergic to animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I came over and immediately took that Zyrtec.
Maybe it's something about animals that has nothing to do with, like, the fur.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, maybe
and
it's not
that it's, like, it's, yeah, it's too. Nothing.
Yeah.
Because he's definitely hypoallergenic, but, because, like, I'm the same way with cats. Like, I'll be there and I'll be like, you have cats. And they're like, we do. And I'm like, fucking
I can feel it in the air, in the wind.
I've said this so many times, but I'll say it again. It makes me so mad when people are like, oh, the cats aren't inside, though. Like, they're outdoor cats. I'm like, that doesn't fucking matter. Or when Libby is always like, the cat doesn't sit on that couch. And then I'll be on the couch, and then the cat will jump up on the couch. And I'm like, oh, they don't.
It doesn't matter because the particles that are in the cat
get
everywhere.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
that. Ow, you little brat.
Yeah, push him down.
I didn't. He fell.
Well, you should. Okay, so anyway, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, just tired. I feel like I just work all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And work is, like, currently irritating, so I'm just, like, it's a lot of transitioning, and I'm applying for a new position, so I'm just kind of, like...
I feel like every time I talk to you, you're applying for a new position.
That's so funny that you say that, because I've actually... This is only the second time that I've applied for a new position.
Really?
I mean, other than the position that I have now, but I applied for that 2 years ago. I've been doing it for 2 years.
I feel like every time I ask you, you're like, I'm like applying to this position.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, like, I did switch locations, so that's something. And it kind of, like... It's kind of an elevated position, but, like, not really, so maybe that's it.
Yeah.
If you hear little pitter-patters, that's because my dog is literally running around the apartment and biting Jamie.
Ah, my hair!
Oh, my God. Do you like being an ant now? How do you like being an ant?
I love being an ant. I would hate being a mom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, that's all I've been doing.
I've been good. My friend Dave... just started working at Mermaid Inn. He opened a new location in the village, but our entire food and drinks was all free.
Oh my
because
God.
They were testing it out. So we literally had maybe a $500 dinner and didn't have to pay a goddamn cent. And it was so good. So loving that. You know, just working on my little audiobook. Gonna do the Kelly Clarkson show on Monday.
Oh yeah.
Gonna.
What are you doing with that?
I'm just gonna be like a little thingy.
A little extra?
Yeah, like a very cute one.
But a cute one.
Getting my new apartment set up, trying to buy a trumpet, all that thing.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Nothing new. I feel like I'm busy and tired and tired and busy and
always,
hungry.
Always busy and tired and hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry, tired,
cheers
and
to that. We didn't... Cheers.
And let's spill some tea. Great.
We're dealing with the dog.
We're dealing with the dog.
We're dealing with the dog over here.
I have indeed been watching Real Housewives, and I need you to know that my life has changed in a way where now I can't go somewhere to, like, a dinner or something to meet my friends without, like, the song being in the back of my head as if I'm being filmed. Like, I'm walking to the dinner with my friends.
Yes.
And then, like, I'm, like, my talking head. I'm, like, I'm on my way to see the girls. I haven't seen them in a couple of days. I'm really excited to just, like, catch up, see what they're doing. And then, like, when I come to the restaurant, I, like, sit down. I'm, like, hi. Like, push the hair behind my back, sit down. Like, and, like, anytime there's drama or whatever, I feel like I'm just like, oh my God, like I'm being found on. So like my whole life right now feels like I'm on Real Housewives. So that's been fun. That's, yeah, literally, like, all my life consists of right now. And this fucking dog, who I love dearly.
Yes. I feel like I'm also, I've spent so much money.
Oh, me fucking too.
But it's, like, not on things that, like, it's like, oh, we need more shelves.
Yeah.
Oh, we need, like, a DVD rack thing. Oh, we need a place to put all of the records. Oh, we, like, need all this stuff. And I literally feel like I'm just, like, this piggy bank, and I've spent so much money these past 2 weeks. I'm just, like, I don't know how to, like,
Getting an apartment set up is so expensive.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I've been spending a lot of money lately, too, but honestly, like, I mean, the only thing that's really, like, I can't avoid is him. But, like, it's also, like, gotten out of hand. Like, Matt and I went to Petco the other day, and we were like, this is the best day of our lives. We're having so much fun. And I was, like, picking. Like, I could have gotten so many different things. I spent, like, probably $75, but I got things that, like, I needed. But I could have gotten so much. Like, I was like, oh, my God, he should try these treats. How fun. Yeah. Like, he doesn't need them. Like, he fully doesn't need them. But I was like, wait, that's a cute packaging. Like,
yeah.
And I wanted to get him toys, and I'm like, he doesn't even fucking
use
the toys.
But now he's just, like, kissing you, and it's, like,
you know, he's such a little punky.
He loves you.
He does. I love Maya. Okay, calm down. Maya will, like,
he's trying to help you.
Maya will send me videos, like, when I leave, and he's just, like, freaking out. Like,
really?
Looking at all the rooms, and he's like, but when somebody else leaves and I'm here, he's, like, at the door for a second, and then he just, like, runs back to me, like, hey.
Now that they're gone.
It's just us again. I'm like, hi, Jade. Hey, bud. Nice to see you again.
No, CJ does this thing where he talks to his dog and he goes, babe, do we need to be doing this right now? And yeah. He's dead ass serious. He calls his dog babe, and it's so funny. Okay, now he's lying down.
I call him babe, God. Bubba, bub, buddy.
Yeah, we need to talk now while he's calm, yeah, right. Before.
What were we planning on talking about?
Laura Osnes and, honestly, Lizzo's new video.
Oh, yeah, let's start with Lizzo's new song.
Yes, okay. We've gathered you here today to discuss Lizzo's new star. Wait, I'm gonna start over. I almost said Lizzo's new starring card. Like, with. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you just say it? I'm tired. I'll do it. Wait, we've gathered it. Okay. You just. You do it. You okay. Do it.
We've gathered you here today to talk about Lizzo's new song, Rumors.
Featuring Cardi B.
Featuring Cardi B. Honestly, it's like the world is featuring Cardi B.
I was about to say, like, first off, like, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Cardi B.
It's
Lizzo now featuring Cardi B. It's like Cardi B's like, I don't have the energy to, like, make my own, like, album or single right now, but I'll, like, hop on yours.
I feel like it's, like, been this whole year has been featuring Cardi B and featuring Ariana Grande. Like, every song that comes out is featuring Ariana Grande at this point and yeah. Cardi B.
That's
like,
great.
Like, yeah, absolutely so.
Yeah, do your thing, chicken wing.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. I feel like I had higher expectations, to be honest. Like, I think that it's, like, a fun song, but I feel like I expected, like, a better one to be her first song, like, back in 2 years.
I hear what you're saying with that, but does Lizzo identify as a rapper?
I think so.
She does. And I'm like, I think she identifies as a rapper, and this song gears more towards that, but I love when she, like, sings, like, for real, for real sings, and I wish she would do more songs like that, but I'm like, if this is, like, how she's identifying, then yeah, I get it. I wish that she had her flute in there. I wish.
Always the flute.
But I will say, like, you watched her music video, right? Mm-hmm. You watched the video. It started off with butts right away.
Absolutely,
and I was like, right on brand. Yeah. Right on brand. Big butts are, like, I follow her Instagram. It's all over there. You don't have to know it's a Lizzo video.
You just need to see
her
ass.
You just need to see it. And then you're like, it's a Lizzo video.
Right. Yeah. No, and I love that she talks about her ass in the song.
Yes.
And I love, I actually really like Cardi's verse because I'm usually not, like, a big fan of her verses in other people's songs. Mm-hmm. Like, I always just think that they're a little bit, like, out of place because she's so Cardi. Like, it's like, overpowering. But I actually really liked it in this one.
Yeah. I thought it was really great. I enjoyed watching the music video. I liked the whole goddess theme, you know, obviously, because they're goddesses.
Reminded me of Hercules.
I was just about to say, they definitely did a throw to Hercules, especially with the pillars.
Yeah.
And then all of the number of the muses and stuff. I also love that she has, like, all it's all women of color, but with all different body shapes.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that's just, like, a very beautiful thing to watch. I also, Cardi B is pregnant, right?
Yeah.
I think she is.
Oh, she's totally pregnant.
But I like that they didn't try to put her in a flowy dress and try to hide her stomach or try to, like, do all this. They were like, she's pregnant and she's going to wear, she's going to paint her boobs and her stomach's going to be out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I love that. Absolutely love it.
And she, you know, she's behind that too.
Yes.
she is like, no, fuck that.
Yeah, because I think that's like pregnancy along the lines of like menstruation are things that like need to be normalized because it's like, it's not, it's gross. They're gross, but it's something that happens every month to most women.
Like, why hide it?
Like, I don't understand why we have to sugarcoat it to make somebody else feel more comfortable when. At least for me, I am very uncomfortable.
Right.
I am in massive amounts of pain. I'm literally losing blood. I have low iron right now. Like, why do I have to be like, I'm fine, when I'm like, actually, I don't feel great, but I'm going to continue my day because of this. Like, it's just
Are you in your period right now?
I'm just finishing.
No. Okay. I was like, is this, like, current, like, turmoil?
Turmoil because, so, Maya told us about Remix Marketplace, but also I had another friend, Hannah, she was on the pod, tell me about Remix Marketplace in the same day, and I saw TikTok about it all in the same day. So we bought so much stuff. We had so much fun.
Oh, cute.
But the day that we went was like the first day of my period, and I literally was like, I'm gonna die, but we like need shit. So we go there, and I'm like talking to my sister, and my sister's like, are you on your period? Like, are you okay? Yeah, like, how'd you know? She's like, I can just tell that you don't feel good. And yeah. I was like, I'm gonna like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, and because she knew I didn't feel good, she was like, okay, I'm gonna lift this.
Yeah.
So that way you don't, like, and it was like really nice being like, thank you. I really appreciate it because I did feel like horrible. So it's just like, yeah, I just think it, like, along those lines, pregnancy is something that like is a beautiful thing. It's a natural thing. Some people, you know, why do you have to hide the belly?
We wouldn't exist without it.
Yeah.
Like, Cardi B wouldn't be there if it weren't for pregnancy.
Who's the dad?
I don't know, actually. I'm looking up. But yeah, I mean, like, overall, I thought that it was good. Like, I definitely, it's like, Liz is one of those people that can come out with like anything and I would love it. So I'm excited for, like, what she has coming. I feel like this is going to be a cool album.
She has a husband.
Yeah, but I don't know who it is.
Offset. That's her husband. Offset.
Oh. All right.
I'm so sorry. Tater's being so sweet right now.
I know. He really turns on a dime. I'm convinced he's a Gemini, but he's a Taurus.
Have you seen those things on TikTok where they're like, look at all the serial killers' zodiac signs, and it's like, if you're in an alley with like a Gemini and whatever, like, run. There have been like no Libra serial killers, is what I'm saying.
Really? Have there been Aquarius serial killers?
I don't know. I'll send it to you.
All of them?
No. Mainly Geminis and Sagittarius.
I feel like there have to be like Leos or Aries in there.
Probably.
Because they're psychos.
All I know is that no Libras. Anyways, I really like the song. I thought it was good. I thought it was, like, empowering women. I want Lizzo to put out a whole album.
Yeah.
Where she sings.
I think she will.
So, I'm waiting for that.
I saw this tweet that was like, I just want to know, while I'm listening to the song, like, all I can think of is, who's got beef with Lizzo?
Yeah.
Like, which one of you has beef with her?
Have you seen her Instagram? Because, you know, she, like, for a while, I was, like, hopping around to, like, different, like, I think Airbnbs, but they, like, take pictures in the pool, and she shows her butt, and it's, like, amazing. But somebody who ran into one of the Airbnbs asked Lizzo to leave because they didn't want that content at their place. And Lizzo was like, ask me to leave? I'm gonna, like, you made the biggest mistake of your life, fool, because I am, blah, blah, blah. They clearly, like, just did not know who she was, and, like, all that kind of stuff. But
that's so stupid.
Isn't that dumb?
How can you be so dumb?
I don't, but they are.
Why would you ever ask Lizzo to leave
your
Airbnb?
And how dare you do that?
Yeah.
She's a national treasure.
Because now you're going to look racist, fatphobic, and just dumb.
And dumb. Also, who cares?
Yeah, what? If people are going to want to go to the fucking Airbnb that Lizzo took a nude at.
Yes.
I would. Yes. I'd pay money to stay there.
If I was,
I'd take the same picture.
Listen to me. If I was a rich bitch, I would literally, wherever Lizzo was staying, I'd be like, okay, that's where we're going. I'd take a group of friends, and that's what we'd do with our time, and we'd eat fruit.
You'd eat nature cereal.
I would eat nature cereal and follow Lizzo around.
You know what the nature cereal thing is, right?
No.
So it's something that Lizzo made that's like on TikTok. It's like it went viral on TikTok, and it's essentially like raspberries, blueberries, pomegranate seeds, like different like fruits like that in a bowl with coconut water and ice cubes. And she calls it nature cereal.
I think it's, she's vegan, I think.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
And isn't that so funny? And then like everybody was like, I'm trying the nature cereal because like Lizzo did it. And most people are like, it's actually pretty fucking good.
I believe it.
I saw this TikTok one time where somebody tried it and then they were like, am I allowed to say that I think Lizzo's wrong? She was like, is that okay? Like, sorry. I think she might be wrong. This isn't good. I was like, I would be hesitant as well.
Yeah.
Like, is it okay for me to say that Lizzo's incorrect? Do we feel complete with Lizzo's song?
I feel like I said everything I need to say about it. I thought it was good. I thought it was women empowering.
We love.
Can't wait to see what she does next. We stand Lizzo.
Stream Lizzo's song Rumors.
Okay, now we're here to talk shit. Clayton?
Yes, about Miss Cinderella herself, Broadway's finest and
most problematic
biggest
right now.
Downfall, Miss Laura Osnes, who, Jamie, would you like to talk a little bit about the background of what's been going on with her?
Cliff Notes version, to sum it all up in a single sentence, Laura Osnes is anti-vax. Mm-hmm. And there is that new law for New York saying that you can't see shows, be in a restaurant, or go to the gym without showing proof of vaccination.
Even more than that now, today, they like, it's like literally almost everything, except for retail.
I saw that. We'll get into that in a second.
I'm mad about it, but anyway.
We'll get into that. So, Miss Osnes, is anti-vax, so she got fired from the show she was working mm-hmm. on, correct? Do we know what show it was? I have no idea.
So, I think that she might say it in like her statement. I'll see. But I think that it was like something that was like up in the Hamptons. It wasn't like an actual show.
It wasn't like Broadway?
No, I think it was like a concert thing, like limited engagement, something like that. But so essentially she was let go from a show because she's anti-vax. And so for like a week, people have been like dragging her on the internet. And it's honestly so fucking funny. It was on page 6. This article was on page 6.
Of what?
The New York Times.
Oh!
You didn't know that? That's like a thing. Page 6.
No, what the...
Page 6 is like the drama. Like, if you're on page 6, like, that's like... Oh, my God.
Life goal to be on that page.
So, it's very, like, Sex in the City. But, so she was on page 6, and it, like, just kind of, like, the whole, like, situation went viral, and, like, everybody's, like, people are, like... If you were a real one, you always liked Laura Benanti over Laura Osnes anyway. Yeah. And then it was like, never trusted that bitch a day of my life. And people were saying stuff like, the only Cinderella I ever cared about with a picture of Brandy, which like, duh.
Duh.
And then it was like, what was the other one? Oh, people like kept making the Dying Ain't So Bad joke because in Bonnie and Clyde, that was her song.
I never thought she was that great.
She always rubbed me the wrong way.
I never understood the hype about Laura Osnes. I really, truly did not. I really never thought she was good. And I got in trouble for saying that in college once.
Really?
Yeah, everyone was like, how dare you? And I was like, it's my opinion.
I mean, she definitely, like objectively has a really great voice. But, like, it's only, like, it's limited.
I think there are so many people who are so much better.
Yeah, I
agree
for sure.
Every bitch in New York can sing.
Yeah, I agree for sure. I think it's mostly just because she's, like, played so many, like, iconic roles that I feel like people are, like,
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. There's many more people who I would love to see do it more.
Right. Her resume is what made her popular, not necessarily her talent. But that's a lot of people. But, yeah, so... But, I mean, she always struck me as, like, a fucking, like, Trump supporter. It's just... the thing is, though, is that, like, so many people on Broadway are Trump supporters. I'm pretty sure Corey Cott donated to the Trump.
I just don't understand how you could be a Trump supporter and work in the arts. Like, Here's the deal. I think Republicans and Trump supporters are different.
Yeah.
While I may disagree with every single Republican, I'm still going to say that is your, like, you're right. entitled to your views, and that's okay. We're allowed to be different. Right. We're allowed that. But being a Trump supporter is just in a completely different ballpark, and I don't understand how you can be a Trump supporter, because now being a Trump supporter, and I use air quotes with that, means, has a bigger meaning mm-hmm. than just supporting that man. It just, right. it, like, you, like, fetishize all of these terrible things. So I just don't understand how you could support that cause and be working with the people that you do.
I don't get it either. I also, I think that, honestly, it's just, like, rich white people that, like, got where they are because they had money. You know what I mean? Like, they're yeah. they're big on Broadway because, not talent or anything like that, which some of them are talented, but, like, I'm pretty sure Jeremy Jordan is, like, a really big Republican.
No!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm, like, a lot of people that we didn't know about. And, but anyway, so essentially, oh, I have to tell you another thing, too, that you probably haven't seen, but it's all over TikTok.
Tell me.
Well, let's talk about the Laura Osnes thing first. So, essentially, she didn't say anything for a while, and then she just recently released a statement on Instagram that is now, like, everyone's, like, talking about it, and she turned the comments off, but I'm going to read the statement to you. Hello, friends. I took the weekend to gather my thoughts and formulate a response to the Page Six article that was released last Thursday. The headline accused me of being fired for refusing to get vaccinated. The article reports erroneous allegations. Yeah, you didn't come up with that word, bitch.
Yeah.
That have generated a firestorm of negative conclusions and comments. It is important to me to clarify what actually happened. In early May, I accepted an invitation to perform in a one-night benefit concert at East Hampton's Guildhall. A month ago, I was informed that protocols had changed and I would now need proof of vaccination to participate. I was disappointed but responded that I would have to withdraw as I have not yet gotten the vaccine. Yes. Notice how she's clever with her wording in that. It is also important to clarify that none of my fellow performers were ever pressed me in the matter before I withdrew. It was a drama-free and discreet transition. Page Six wrote that Guildhall representative claims performers have the option to provide proof of full vaccination or a recent negative COVID test result. This negative test option was never extended to me. I would have tested in a heartbeat, something I have been doing for months and will continue to do in order to keep working safely. Knowing the issue of vaccines passionately divides people, let me share the details around my current vaccination status. First, it is the legal right of all Americans to have their medical privacy protected. Mine has now been broadcast with an attitude of shame and demonization. Secondly, I believe individuals have the right to do the research, consult a doctor, and come to their own conclusions before deciding whether or not to get any injection.
Where are you getting your research? Facebook?
Yeah. My case is personal. I stand by the decision my husband and I, with input from our physician, have made for ourselves, our family planning, and our future. There's so much that is still unknown. Someday, perhaps, we will feel more confident in the research to consider a different position. With the information that is currently available, however, I have the conviction that, and many others, both in and out of my industry, feel compelled to stand by. COVID-19 has negatively impacted millions of lives and is still a very real concern for me. The safety of my colleagues and audience members is extremely important to me. I have been involved in several projects that have successfully navigated production during this time, carefully and completely COVID-free. Venues and artists have proven it can be done without vaccine mandates through regular testing, social distancing, improved ventilation, quarantines, and other protective measures. I say this for myself and so many others who are concerned about their rights, reputations, and livelihoods being on the line. Every soul is entitled to live according to their convictions and work without being publicly ostracized. My conviction does not discount my care and commitment to safety during this unprecedented time.
Okay, I have a lot to say. May I?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I recently saw this thing. Tell me if you've seen it as well. Where it's like, do you remember back? I mean, this is when we were young, but I mean, I remember going to like restaurants and whatnot and them asking smoking or non-smoking.
Yeah.
And at that time.
That's illegal in Kentucky now.
Illegal?
Wait, illegal. So, like, meaning that, like, everywhere is non-smoking.
Exactly. I mean, that's how it is at most places now. But not back in the day, though. It's like, you know, we understand if you don't have, like, care about your body, but you're not allowed to subject other people who do to your secondhand smoke. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what this is like now. If you're going to choose to endanger other people, that's fine, but then you can't be around them.
Yeah.
And that's fine, too, but, like, that's just how it is. There are consequences to that. Also, through the process of COVID testing, quarantine, but you just named off a thousand things. Nobody wants to fucking do that.
Ventilation, like, of course, yeah, but like, what if they can't fucking, like, our whole entire mall that I worked at last year, it took months for them to get proper ventilation, and that's a national landmark in New York City.
Yes, and also that's so inconvenient.
Yeah.
All you have to do is get a free vaccination, and then you don't even have to, like, worry about, like, get out.
And the whole planning for your family narrative is just, like, such trash.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm loving seeing people, like, in the Broadway community post things being like, I'm planning for my family and my physician told me to get the vaccine. Or, like, Jessica Vosk was like, I hope to one day have a family too and I got the vaccine and I fully believe that I'm going to be okay. And then somebody else was like, I believe in Jesus and the vaccine. They're not
mutually exclusive.
Thank you.
And Vinny, who we had on the podcast, who I know from Arizona, who is a nurse, I was talking to him the other day, and he was like, it's getting bad again. Our numbers have tripled at the hospital. He's like, I'm exhausted. It's never ending. I don't understand. I really just, like, do not understand. And I don't either.
And it's all of unvaccinated people.
Tripled. And I recently read this thing. Have you read that thing from that nurse where it's like right before I put them on a ventilator, they beg me for the vaccine? Yeah. And it's just so incredibly sad. I mean.
And her privileged white ass that's been in Broadway show after Broadway show after Broadway show is going to come on her fucking Instagram and make some bullshit, not even apology, explaining her stance and her argument to an entire fucking group of liberal ass people that are coming for her is, I believe it's my right as an American. Oh my God. Do you think that that's going to go over well? Absolutely not. I don't care about that. Okay, congratulations. It is your right. It's also my right to tell you that you're a fucking idiot.
And also,
we're not talking about rights.
No, and plus, like, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. There's, like, a lot more important things that we need
than your
to be
rights
focusing on right now. Get the vaccine, shut up, and let's help these people in Afghanistan. Like, it's yes. Like, there's so much more. Like, no one actually gives a shit about... You did not need to come out with a statement.
No.
All you had to do was say, yeah, I'm unvaxxed and I'm not being a part of this anymore. And I guarantee you the drama would have ended. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People would have been like, she's dumb, she's an idiot. But now you come out with this whole statement, like, defending it.
And it was
a piss poor
statement.
No one wants it.
Yeah. It's just sad because it's like, I know that a lot of people probably really looked up to her. And, like, she doesn't realize. I don't think that people on Broadway truly have grasped the impact that they have on young performers. Like, not even just, like, college students, but, like, kids. Like, we all remember listening to, like, our favorite cast albums when we were kids.
Yeah.
And, like, idolizing those people, like, that we didn't even... Before we even thought about political sides or vaccines or anything like that. And so, like, you grow up having your favorites, and then, like, one day... Like, I'll never forget, like, Zoe met her, like... singing idol one time in musical theater.
Ariana Grande?
No, in musical theater.
Oh.
It doesn't matter who, but, and said that it was, like, incredibly disappointing. Like, she was really rude. She wasn't, like, she didn't really seem to, like, care too much about her. She was too expensive. And, like, now that person is, like, obsessed with Zoe, obviously, because Zoe's incredible. And she, like, kind of has the mentorship in her, but, like, she's still kind of, like, yeah, I don't know, like,
I know how you treat people who you...
she was like, I just, like, never, like, in every interaction with her, I've just never truly felt, like, comfortable. And she's like, and that, like, tells me something. But this is somebody that, like, I literally would, like, watch videos of and, like, mimic to, like, sing, like. And, like, I don't know, it's just, like, disappointing to realize that. And I feel like a lot of people now that, like, idolized her, or, you know, like, that teaches young people, like, different habits. And then, like, what if those people are, like, stand behind Laura Osnes, and then now you just have, like, a whole little crew of unvaccinated fucking white girls that want to be Cinderella. You know what I mean? So it's just, like, it makes me sad that, like, it's, like, affecting that those people. And then also, like, it's really showing, like, you know, who the real ones are.
It really
is. You can go and look at likes, babe. And, you know, I looked and there's nobody on in the Broadway community that I follow that liked her post. But, like, you know, you can scroll through there and see. And that says something, bitch.
Also, if the majority of the people are telling you that, like, after a while, you have to be like, maybe it's me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If they're literally saying your industry is doing this, how are you then going to say, you know what, the thing that I have worked my entire life for, this, I can't do this. I would, even if I disagreed, I feel like I would just be like, okay, well, it's either this or never work again and have the entire community hate me. And that's what happened. Good luck working again.
Also, people think that it's like a little, that they're putting in like a little microchip in there. And I'm straight up like, you think you're that important where they want to track everything that you're doing?
Literally.
You literally do nothing.
I also
saw. You work at a startup and you make $12 an hour.
Right.
No one wants to know your whereabouts. No one wants to know anything about you.
I'll check my geotag on Snapchat.
Go drink your Starbucks. Sorry. Go drink your Starbucks. Go eat Go drink your Dunkin'.
Trash bitches.
Go eat your halal from the cart. Go.
I also have been seeing like tweets lately that are like,
halal from the cart is good. I'm not knocking it, by the way.
I've seen tweets that are like, I don't know, in quotes, like, I don't know what's in the vaccine. Bitch, when you're in a hospital or when you're in the doctor's office and they're putting shit in you, do you ever ask them what's in it? You don't fucking know.
No, all you do is become Amy Poehler and ask what the street name for it is.
Yeah, what's the street name for this?
Yes. My idol.
The second thing that I was going to say is that there's this TikTok that's going viral right now about this girl who's saying that Alice Ripley groomed her when she was younger. And I think that she was like a fan. She met Alice Ripley at the stage door. They formed like a motherly kind of connection. And I guess like she was always like really inappropriate to her, but basically was like fucking grooming her. And so now all of these people are like commenting on it, being like, I'm so sorry this happened to you. Like, we stand by you, blah, 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 blah. And so now they're looking into Alice Ripley and she denies it. But isn't that fucking crazy?
Yes.
No one is good. No one.
No one is good. And there's like, I kept being like skeptical and whatever. But now that there's social media, now it's just like everyone, like people who are wronged have a platform to say so.
Yeah.
Like this has probably been happening and going on for forever. And now starting to hold people accountable.
Well, and it's crazy too, because it's like, you know, like on some level you can be like, okay, like, but what if that didn't happen? But at the same time, like what grounds does someone, a 13 or 14 year old, whatever, have to go on social media
attention
and make up something? But about Alice Ripley, like I could understand like a major celebrity, but like Alice Ripley, and like, you don't know what's going to go viral. Like what if it has 2,000 likes? That's nothing. Then that's embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know.
No, I agree. I choose to believe the victim until proven guilty. And I mean, we're kind of dealing with something about this in my hometown right now.
Right. You're telling
me. You know? And it's like really serious. It not only has repercussions for the person involved, but for their entire family.
Yeah.
When, you know what? When it rains, it storms.
The pandemic brought out some ugly, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The pandemic brought out some ugly.
It did.
You know, I just like, it is crazy how many horrible things have happened.
Or how many...
in the past 2 years.
Or like the horrible urges people have when they're bored.
Yeah, seriously. You know? Ugh, it's just all so fucked up.
I like also watched this comedian do this like bit that was like, who's the guy from Call Me By Your Name who's like admitted to wanting to eat people?
Armie Hammer.
Yes. She was like, we are, like, what is wrong with us? She was like, Armie Hammer has literally admitted to wanting to eat people? And my friend is like, how serious is he? But I'd like go down on him. And then we have Steve Buscemi, who literally was working at 9/11, who was a firefighter, got back into uniform at 9/11, was helping dig people out of the rubble, and because his eyes look in two different ways, we're like, nah. Steve Buscemi deserves all of our blowjobs. Armie Hammer deserves nothing, and yet he's the one we go to. I it's like, for real though, like, what the fuck is wrong with
that? That is so funny, because, like, we will literally, like, cancel someone on the internet for, like, something that obviously is warranted, or sometimes not warranted, and then Armie Hammer's literally like, I went to eat people, and we're like, daddy!
Yes, we're like, taste me! Like, literally, like...
I literally have seen memes of, like, people, like, dressed as, like, with, like, an apple in their mouth, like, upside down, like, tied up, and they're like, when Armie Hammer admits he wants to eat people. And I'm like, that is so fucking funny.
But it's true, right?
Like, yeah. Like, absolutely. I'm like, okay, and?
But, like...
And that proves hot people can get away with pretty much everything, as long as it's not Trump-related.
Yeah.
It's, like, truly, it's like, someone could be like... Yeah, like, I murdered the Trumps, and some, and, like, our entire generation will be like, well, what did they do to deserve it, you know what I mean?
I murdered the Trumps, everything, they'd be a national hero.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying, it's, like, things like that, where it's, like, they're truly, like, committing, like, a horrible crime, yeah. And we're like, but, come on. But then, like, if somebody said that about Biden, we'd be like, you're disgusting, you are sick,
yeah,
I can't fucking stand you.
Yeah.
Armie Hammer is a fucking cannibal, and we're like, okay, but...
And then Steve Buscemi, has weird, like, eyes. Rescues people, and we're like, but he has weird eyes.
Yeah, I just don't trust his eyes. Yeah, you know what? Something about him I just don't trust. It's in the eyes.
Oh, shit.
I really feel so that way funny. About a lot of things, though.
Yeah.
I can make a list of things that, like, are fucking horrible, but I'm like, meh.
I can look past that.
I'm like, how many, like, okay. I'm like, how many crimes have they committed? Like, really, really, how many crimes?
If it can fit on one hand, two? Yeah, that's fine.
We've all committed two crimes. What are they, shoplifting? Oh, murder? Okay, well.
How many people, though?
Yeah, yeah. Like, did they deserve it? Did anybody ask?
What did they do to deserve being murdered? What did they do? Yeah.
I don't think we're asking the hard questions here. What did they do to deserve getting murdered?
Yep.
Ugh, that's anyway. Good. That's a good bit. That's a good bit.
That is good bit.
Honestly, Tater, let's have a talk. Babe, no, don't bite my hands when I'm talking to you.
And if you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinespilltea@gmail.com, or you can follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is @drinkwine_spilltea, and our Twitter is @drinkwinespilltea with the letter T, not the word.
So give us a rate. Give us a review.
Subscribe.
Idiot thought I threw it.
Yes, my dog's fucking stupid. Follow my dog on Instagram. @1_hot_tatertot.
And with cheers. That.